I'm Ed Gordon. This is News and Notes. On our Point-Counterpoint segment today, we ask the question,
should a girl be able to get an abortion without her parents knowing?
That's Nidra Ennis, national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality.
The answer is no. I had a brief but intense argument about this issue with a girlfriend of mine last weekend. She is pro-choice and a doctor. She gave me all the usual arguments in favor of abortion. But I told her this was not an argument for or against abortion. Not even an argument for having parental consent before a girl is allowed to have an abortion, which is the law in several states. This is about parental notification before a minor has an abortion. Now, people of sound mind and sound morals have and will continue to argue for and against abortion. But for me, this discussion is about the family and the state. There is sound reasoning and judgment behind those state laws that prevent medical procedures without parental notification. If the procedure doesn't work out properly, then the doctor and/or hospital will be liable for a malpractice suit that would make most trial lawyers salivate. If successful, parents would have to follow up a particular procedure with home care and treatment. Finally, and most importantly, parents can give that minor good advice and provide an emotional and psychological reinforcement for the child before, during, and after the medical procedure. Obviously, this advice and reinforcement can't take place if they're not even aware a procedure is about to be performed on their child. Even my pro-choice girlfriend acknowledged that most medical procedures can't be performed without parental notification and consent. Most schools won't even give a child a cough drop without notifying her parents. So why does it make sense that my daughter's tonsils can't be removed without my being notified? But the destiny of several people's lives, not to mention an unborn life, can be utterly decided while my wife and I are totally in the dark. Sound medicine? No. Sound law? No. Politics. The pro-choice lobby and its allies in the media have made parental notification a battle line in the war between pro-lifers and pro-choicers, when it really should be seen as a pro-family rights issue. In 2003, a New Hampshire court ruled a parental notification bill unconstitutional. I was moved by the reaction of New Hampshire residents. One mother said, and I quote, "I'm utterly appalled at the idea that my daughter can have such a devastating procedure, emotionally and physically, without my knowledge. The government is taking away my rights as a parent to be involved in the medical decisions of my minor child," end quote. Another parent added, and I quote, "So let me get this straight. I have to get a phone call from my daughter's school before they can give her an aspirin? But I'm not allowed to get a phone call from my daughter's doctor before they perform an abortion," end quote. I'd have to agree with the parents. There's something terribly wrong with this picture.
Ramona Edlin, scholar and vice chair of the Black Leadership Forum, says otherwise.
It is so sad to think that any young woman faced with a crisis pregnancy would need to have an abortion without the help and support of her parents. But according to the NARAL Pro-Choice America website, the reality is that more than 1 million teens become pregnant unintentionally in the United States each year, and only 61% of them notify at least one parent. Most who do not are victims of domestic violence, sexual abuse, or incest. It is precisely their parents to whom they cannot turn for support. Recent debate about parental consent laws for minors seeking abortions misses this point. The laws are not necessary for the supportive families of the 61%, and they are downright cruel in the context of dysfunctional families, where news of an unwanted pregnancy can cause physical or mental abuse and expulsion from the home. The legal requirement that parents be notified or that they give their consent can also delay the procedure, increasing the risk associated with later-term abortions. The American Medical Association opposes mandatory parental consent laws, and the American Academy of Pediatrics opposes parental involvement laws. In their medical professional experience, the need for privacy and confidentiality of a teen's pregnancy too often leads young women to run away from home, obtain a back alley abortion, resort to self-induced abortion, or to suicide. How tragic. The government cannot mandate healthy family communication. Parental consent laws do not reduce the rate of unwanted teen pregnancies, and they do not prevent determined young women from having abortions. We should be addressing the problem of making abortion less necessary, which is the root of the problem. In other countries, it has been proven that sex education, including the value of abstinence and information about contraception, reduce unwanted pregnancies. The U.S. needs a 21st century comprehensive approach to promoting adolescent health, disease prevention, and reproductive and mental health so that we can affirm young womanhood and manhood and prevent teen pregnancy.
Ramona Edlin is a scholar and vice chair of the Black Leadership Forum. We also heard from Nidra Ennis, national spokesperson for the Congress of Racial Equality.